Rai, Argentina to the World, talked to Mirta Caupán of the Indigenous Women's Movement for Good Living, who highlighted that this pandemic only accentuates the extremely poor living conditions of many communities who have little access to water, food, or a health system. This is a fragment of Caupán's interview in Spanish.
Lamentablemente, la situación de los pueblos originarios, tanto en las comunidades, sobre todo en las comunidades, no tanto en la ciudad.
Regrettably, the situation of native peoples is that many have difficulties in accessing water and are evicted and driven out from their lands, from the lands where they live, because of the expansion of farming. This crisis only accentuates the genocide. At the same time, there are various complaints made in communities about food not reaching nearby towns. People had been suffering before this crisis, which adds to their list of problems.
Los pueblos están sufriendo en los territorios.
In addition, Caupán stressed that actions carried out by the federal and provincial governments to raise awareness did not take into account the community's characteristics because, in many cases, these communities are located in far-off rural areas with adults who do not speak Spanish and where access to health is limited or non-existent. In this context, there were initiatives to implement prevention campaigns specially designed for targeting rural populations consisting of adults and elderly people who do not speak Spanish fluently. These campaigns were carried out through Facebook and through the networking of social organizations such as the Network of Rural Communities, the CUI Language Center of the University of Buenos Aires, and researchers from that same entity's anthropology major. According to researcher Sebastián Valverde, this is a contribution in this context that can be useful for a teacher working in these communities, and also for health staff or people from communities with access to the internet. And this way, they will have a tool to inform the population. Signs were made in Mapudungun, Pilagá, Com in Guarani languages. Although it must be taken into account that there is a high rate of rural populations in Argentina that have limited reading skills or are illiterate. Translation and voice over, Fernando Farias. Interview and content production, Silvana Avellaneda. Web production, Julian Cortés.